Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening. What's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Poetic Energy, on the mic tonight. We are so excited because it is yet again another Thursday night, open mic night. And I have so missed all of you. A week is too long to be on vacation, to be away from family and friends and supporters. I am just so happy to be here tonight with all of you. I am going to connect my co-host in. CBG, how you doing this evening, dear sir?
It's all good, baby. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm feeling wonderful, excited to hear your voice and see all the people joining us this evening for yet again another night of Thursday night open mic.
How was your vacation?
So wonderful. I guess I'll have to talk to you sometime about it.
Good. As long as you enjoyed yourself, that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. How was your vacation?
It was wonderful.
All right. I guess we can get it all started tonight. Just saying hello to everyone in the chat room. Guest 14166 MMP 123 Ray R. Yerby. I'm sorry, CBG and Miss Strong Island. I am so excited to see you guys in the chat room hanging out with us tonight. I know everybody has to send out the postings and everything, but I know everybody has to get acclimated to us being back because a week seems like an eternity, doesn't it? Seems like we've been gone way too long. But nevertheless, we are here. And I might as well get something started here.
You might as well. Because the show ain't going to start by itself.
Huh?
I said you might as well because the show ain't going to start by itself.
You got a point there. Well, I am going to read... this is a rather lengthy piece, so I am going to read it, and get it all popping up in here until I see some hands going up on the switchboard, but I'm going to go ahead and read this piece. I think I posted this piece in the group before. All right, let me stop procrastinating. Does it feel like I'm procrastinating?
Go on, do your thing, girl.
All right, let me go on and get it started here, people. Oh, okay, you guys, if you can't hear sound, please refresh your page. Okay, this poem is entitled Act of Treason. The effusion of life and the anguish of mountainous strife rivaled between the unity of brotherhood and sisterhood. is a dimensional separation of minds forced into a doomed division. We all are vying for the same honor and recognition, but we are split hairs full of misguided pretension, wanting to be the leader in respected groups and elite positions. But with our own lives, we are dismantling and on the verge of sporadically exploding into a thousand little pieces. Wanting to lead a flock with blind intentions, feeding their psyches with delusional views, spreading tainted good news and camouflaged inspirations, hoping that the flock isn't strong enough to see the vine of your careless indignation. I discern your intentions, and you are a serpent of evil and an advocate for separation and division. You are a negative exposure to the literary world with bitter reasons. You are trying to lure people with your mental thoughts and defective ideologies and misguided philosophies, bearing two faces of fallacies and tainted truth. But with a noose, you will hang yourself to a literary death, because as so say the old cliche, everything done in the dark shall come to the light. And as wisdom speaks to everything, there is a time and a season to shine the light on a bitter soul who, with no justified reason, chooses to commit an act of treason on the nation of poetry with the plagiarized ink of an unrighteous poet who thinks their portrayal has gone unnoticed. And that's my piece.
Is that your piece?
Yes.
All right, I thought you said it was Lindsay.
I think I read it through it so fast.
That was a good piece.
Thank
I was waiting
you.
For.
All right. Okay. Charlotte, I hope she has sound now. I hope everyone has sound. Refresh your page. I want to shout out to Isaria and Know Your Enemy. How you doing, dear friends? Peace and love to you all as well. All right, we want to keep the show going. I must say we have people on the switchboard, but you must raise your hand and select option one, and that lets me know that you are wanting to recite a piece. If not, we're going to keep the show going. You know how we do it on Thursday night open mic. We, shoot some poetry out, and we share some of the tracks that some of the poets have sent in. You can sing. You can call in and do comedy. That's what open mic is all about, is sharing your voice and your talent. This is one of my favorite spoken word artists and vocalists, and his name is Mr. Larry Edwards, and I'm going to play one of his pieces because, you know, we played a couple of his pieces, in the time past, but I don't think we've gotten to all of them. So I am going to play this, Mr. Larry Edwards, spoken word artist.
Like no other, can't whine and die. your fancy things. Can't buy your mink coats and bless your fingers with $1,000 rocks or rings. I'm just a two-job juggling, everyday struggling, brother who's hustling. I hope you understand, I'm a simple man. No, I don't know what you're looking for. Don't know if I'd be the one that you'd adore. No, I'm not a fly guy, maybe not a perfect guy, but I can say at least I'm a real guy. But if you could just see me and what's on the inside of me, there's beauty to know.
Along the water shore in many parts of the nation.
uncovering shells to find the pearls, giving hope to boys and girls with the perseverance they too can affirm, make proclamations, share their imperial drops of words of wisdom infused by a voice that chooses to be heard with the same tenacity of our ancestors that fought to end and spoil the discrimination and segregation. They too can rock the nation, bring focus into their own vision with the sight of a muse. Like Maya Angelou and Langston Hughes, inspirations that inspire the gaze to hold up your head and don't look down. Search the skies until the rainbow hue of orange, yellow, red, green, and blue shines through and is found to bring back to the remembrance that the Almighty is not lack in his promises to me or you. He has planted persons, places, or things to consistently inspire and keep your motivation in a soaring bird's eye view. Maya Angelou lights up the world, and so can you. But you must shine with the hue. You must shine through with the hue of color that best colors you. Paired with the wisdom and knowledge that the best part of inspiration should lie within the heart of you. And that's my piece.
All right.
All right, Stevie G.
Say that stuff, woman.
Yeah.
You need you need to give yourself a round of applause.
I don't mind if I do. Yay. All right. I don't need to get all the praise. I want to give all the praise to all the poets that come through. But I want to take the caller on the air with their hand raised up. Like I want to say again, we have people on the switchboard who do not have your hands raised up. If you want to recite a piece tonight, make sure you select option one, and then we will know to connect you in to recite a piece. But I am going to follow through and connect those of you who have your hands raised up. Good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E, and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Noya Anime.
What's up, Noya?
Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, and yourself?
Oh, wonderful. What are you going to do for us this evening?
Well, I have seen that the things say essential, so I had picked that essential poem. Even though I had heard your poem, I was about to switch mine, so I just stuck with the one I already had.
Okay, that's okay.
It's called Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, I like that title.
Yeah, it's like every time I say something, it's supposed to get better. And once again, it's called Mm-mm-mm. Deep, rich chocolate, warm, melted chocolate, smooth, delicious, very enticing as your canvas, just the thought of your rich, creamy dessert, exquisite are your Hershey kisses, thick, full, curving to the tip of my nature's peak, riding softly, still she makes the bed squeak, upside down, round and round as I feel those cheeks, tell me, do you like the flavor of my ice cream? Whether you're a French maid, cleaning the house, your heels go click clack, your kitty says meow as you lean over in front of me while I'm watching TV. And who could forget Miss Double D? She makes my eyes go in 3D when you lick your lips to tempt me and ask me, would you like anything? We walk around the house in boy shorts, I hear your cheeks clap. It's like you're giving me a standing ovation when my third leg is asking, can I give you a hand? You smile as you bump up against me. Then you walk past me and say, oh, daddy, are you happy? Every time you take a shower, I want to be like the water running all over your body. Or can I feel the towel that dries you off? I love pleasing every inch of you as you pull me closer, making sure that I don't miss a spot. And doing it over again until you are done. I'm not mad at you to do what you do. Just tell me. You love feeling every inch of me. That lollipop that you taste, can I be just like it? Fully undressed down to the tip, licked from the top down to the very end. and fill in the moisture of your juices. Yeah, you know how I like it. Want to be that seat you sit in at work? Do you feel like you're bored and lonely? I'll rub them hips, relax their back, inhale your scent, and take you on a ride that your legs would never forget, squeezing them tightly together because you have visions that you never thought were possible. Yeah, and all I can say to you is, And that's that piece.
All right. That was tight.
Thank
you. Wait a minute, let me cut it off of my mouth. You know what, that piece reminded me, although it was an erotic piece, it made me think about that old commercial, the Campbell Soup commercial, when they did that boom-boom good.
good.
Yes, that was good.
Thank
all right. You want to share, are you signed into the chat room?
Yeah, I'm in the chat room. I was talking to you earlier. Well, somebody that was in there.
Okay. Well, make sure you put your information for how people can connect with you. Because we fellowship in here and we network inside the chat room. We welcome that at all times. Because, you know, you got to branch out and fellowship amongst your other poetic friends. But we certainly enjoyed that piece. I really, really was delighted to hear that come from you.
Thank you.
And make sure you come through again if we have time before the next segment. All right, we're going to take another hand that's raised on the switchboard. That was our brother and friend. The spirits want to keep talking for us. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 313 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic Eden, CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Pearl. How are you, Michelle?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Yes, I'm so glad to hear you this evening.
Hey, I thought I'd tune in today. I got your message on Facebook, so I thought I'd call in and give a shout out and say hey.
Oh, okay. You don't have a poem that you want to read?
Yes, I do, but I have a question first. Is this no holds barred, unrestricted?
This is do what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, and then do it again.
All right, now. You know, my partner said it. Do you.
Okay, I got a little something on my mind. I'm kind of upset right now.
Uh-oh.
All right. Let it out. Release.
Oh, wait a minute, no man bashing.
Oh yeah, no man bashing.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead, do your thing.
Every one of you that's been here wants to return, but the feeling is far from mutual. The knot you thought you could add to your belt after doing me felt to penetrate, because after I got done doing you, my sleeping pill evolved as anesthesia, putting you out for hours. When you woke, you enjoyed the 5-course meal I prepared from scratch, because I was bored waiting on you to stand back up and pay me some attention. Before play, we kissed for hours. You whispered in my ear that you were going to break my back, but pulled a muscle while Charlie horsed around with your extremities because you downplayed my strength. I am Superwoman. Your dick wasn't shit. I can drop a 10-pound or better bundle of joy from my snatch, so the 9 long inches you bolted, which is actually almost 6, isn't even close to being as thick as a thief. You're no warrior, and this ain't Denzel's training day. Whoever came before me and told me you're a Mandingo fed you a dream. Not everything was as it seemed. Your mating call was profound with sound and lacking in action. If you're going to talk about it, then be about it. Otherwise, remember that silence is golden and shut the fuck up. I swallowed that 6 inches for breakfast, ran your bullshit marathon on lunch, then bench pressed your ego for dinner. Oh, now it's not the size but the motion of the ocean. Baby, you failed to rock my boat, so the cops most definitely won't come knocking. It took me longer to get undressed than the time you spent inside my walls, all up against my brown skin. Damn, what a waste. You smiled at me after licking your plate, but I'm thinking I should have had a motherfucking V8. It's Saturday night. The bull starts here. Let me guide the reins of the pony because you're dogging my style, banging at the front door, trying to get in from the back. Perhaps we'll be the missionaries you love to be tomorrow. Well, maybe not. I think I'll nickname you Gusto because the heat being generated in the room comes from the sweat from your balls. My Niagara Falls flowed dry like Death Valley when you failed to satisfy any of my needs. If my name were Music Soul Child, I'd make time to teach you how to love. But it's not. Flight number 69 has been permanently removed from your itinerary. There will be no multi-stops, one-way or round-trip tickets, standby flights, upgrades to first class, complimentary juices, or vouchers for future travel. Today we let us, but next week you for damn sure won't be on fries. I've fallen and I should have gotten up, but I'll never be caught slipping again. I'm sorry, I was a little angry.
I can see.
Music is the key. the key to harmony, that special part of me that lives in the heart of me. Like a beautiful woman you just can't ignore. Music, oh sweet music, please do me more. Lay me down and caress my body tonight. Songs of love, the soul's delight. Music, soft music, don't conclude. Heartfelt from interlude to prelude. The fingertips of sweet melodies, massaging my eternal being like raindrops on a flower. As melodic sweetness drifts me away minutes into hours. As the strings soften the moments, as sweet voices sing through components. Music, sweet music, you never fail. Sweet music, orgasmic spell, breaking my body down to nothingness. Sweet music, soft, indulging endless. Music, infinitely the ultimate sweetness. Sweet, soft music, on a plateau so high, the smile I wear, the tears I cry. Sweet music, next to me she lies. Sweet music, till we close our eyes. And that's my piece.
Oh, my word. That was my co-host, y'all. Yes. Biggie G, you did your thing with that piece.
Tell her, Pearl, is she still listening? That's what you got to do. You have to let the music make love for you. Forget about
all
the man.
Right. All right. Yeah, Miss Pearl is still hanging on. Miss Pearl, Stevie G, you have what Stevie G is saying. You got to let the music come to you. All right now. You just encouraged our hearts, all those looking for love and searching for love. You just encouraged our hearts, Mr. Stevie G. All
hey,
right.
I'm glad I could be of some type of service.
All right, Miss... now we're going to... I'm sorry?
I said, hello, Miss Soft Kisses.
Yes, Miss Soft Kisses. All right, we are going to take the next caller on the air. Good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Is it me?
757, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, it's Alexandria.
Hi, Alexandria. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing all right. I'm actually out of town, so I'm not signed in right now. But
okay.
Am I on the first half of the show or the second half? Because it was kind of steamy, so I wasn't sure which one I had called in the middle of.
We're still in the first half of the show, but that's all right. Just, you know, we have you on the mic, and it's such an honor that you're out of town. And you're still thinking of us. Oh, girl, you got my heart over here pounding now.
I just feel like now I should have brought something else. I wrote a poem especially for you guys. So,
oh.
It's cool. All right. I haven't really named it, but I'm going to call it Lake.
Lake?
Yeah, Lake.
Okay.
But, all right, it's kind of long. Where has my lake gone? The glistening waters that used to wash over me with such confidence and reassuring serenity, with gentle tides that whispered rippling waves that carried me in my sleep. Where can you be, great lake of solace? For to lie awake every night anxious and uncertain, I cringe my toes rigid and lay mortified and freeze as the night air squeezes me. I curl myself into a ball, wishing you were there to hold me. Where have you gone, oh great sparkling lake, with your ominous tones and eclectic musics, singing between the lines of life and death, blowing my elaborately colored sails, rippling behind the sunset, parting away misty clouds in our path. Where have you gone, O great lake of hope? I fall asleep and feel only darkness reaching out for me, and wake with the missing pages where not even time was recorded, but only darkness without color to trace the blank seams of where I've escaped to without you, my only friend. You were the lift that rose the earth and sky and twisted the crippled, stiff hands of time. Hold on. My only friend, you are. I leave my door cracked. Where have you gone every night? I wait for you to peek in and drown me with adventure and then overwhelm me with startling fright or unimaginably new and comforting surprises. O great lake of forevering night fortune, have you changed your schedule, your motive, your fancy, your efficiency? Are you locked away somewhere, away in that darkness that takes me every night, afraid to reach out to me with your enigmatic ways and ambiguous phrases and hints to conspicuousness, held captive by those lying daisies sparkling in my sky? Or am I the one who has been missing and hands drenched in the color red, army fatigue, skin tone so dark you couldn't find me in my sleep? Where are you, my great lake, my precious, maliciously humored field of liquid blueberries? Never, never land. I just wish, I wish so much that you could feel my pain and loneliness every night without you. The eagerness and then the disappointment in the day. Please get this letter, this plea, this prayer. I'll keep writing, singing, and screaming until I see you there. I will wait and wait and wait and exhaust myself every day and spend hours in that death of night that I hate. And I pray that on the edge of this blank slate before daybreak, when I fall into, you will catch me. Please catch me before I truly sleep, dear subconscious. Let me be your dream. I tire of missing your gleam in my tired and sunken cheeks. Sincerely, a life without dreams.
Wow. Is that that piece?
That was
yeah.
Sorry about
that. You said that you couldn't, on that particular piece, you said you would call it Lake.
Lake, yeah.
But what was your very last line that you read?
A life without dreams.
A life without dreams. What do you think about that title?
Well, it does fit. It fits at the time. I wasn't sure.
Just reading that entire, I mean, hearing that entire piece, it just, you know, causes you to kind of drift into the moment of your, you know, into your words, and it flows just, you know, into the deepest part of your heart. I don't know what truly, you want to tell us a little bit about what inspired that piece?
Basically, it's basically about when I was younger, I used to have really, really, really disturbing dreams that I would have repeatedly. They weren't nightmares. They were just dreams that I'd have obsessively to the point where I just tried to force myself not to have them anymore. And then when I stopped having them, I realized that when I'd go to sleep, I'd wake up and everything would just be blank, you know, and I'd know that I haven't dreamed, and it's supposed to be okay that you don't dream. But, you know, it's just something that, you know, I look forward to now when I go to sleep, because I'm kind of tired of that blank spot, because we all go to bed and we worry ourselves to sleep. And then you wake up and you say, oh, well, where's that whole night that I was supposed to have rested gone? It was just not there.
Alexandria?
Wow.
Yeah.
Dorel, although she cannot see the love, tell Alexandria that was beautiful.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
That was from Dorel in the chat room. Wrote that
really?
To you. Yeah, that was beautiful. That's why I wanted you to kind of expound on it, because sometimes poets come through, and sometimes it's good to know from what place they wrote a piece from, because you don't know how your words may touch someone else. And so many people are afraid to, because if they don't perform their piece in a certain way, they feel like people won't receive them or hear them.
Yeah.
But that's not true. Poetry has a voice in itself to do a lot of many different things in the life of another person. And just by you sharing, giving a little bit of commentary on your piece, that could help someone else who have been in that same situation or been faced with that situation. So that's why I want you to expound on it. But I thoroughly enjoyed that piece.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm glad you guys like it. Mom,
you enjoy your vacation. Thank you for calling in while you're on your vacation. We feel very special and honored that you even did that.
Well, I love you guys, so,
We love you back.
All right,
be safe, all righty. All right, we're going to take the next caller consecutively on the air. And that was Miss Alexandria Ruffin. All right, we're going to take the next caller. All righty. Caller from the 631 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, everybody. It's me, Strong Island.
Hi, Strong Island. You calling incognito?
Yeah, I'm having a little tough
time. What's your chance? 15 more minutes.
Well, you're just wanted to come through and do a little piece.
Okay.
Miss Island.
Yes.
You ain't supposed to be on till 10. Come back in 15 minutes.
I will.
Go ahead, do your thing, girl.
All right, this poem is actually called Love. And the piece goes like this. It's a word. Love is a word that me and all of you find. Okay, let me start it over. Whew. Love is a word that we all long for. When you find it, I'm sure bliss is what it's called for. Baby love, young love, teenage love, adult love. Need I say more? I'm sure you know how to explore this true feeling of well-being. Enjoy it when it comes, because for when it's gone, you look and stare. Wander, ponder, and ask yourself, how did love just slip away? Maybe one day love will find me on all fours, screaming, yelling, hell yeah, give me more. And that is my piece.
Ooh, all right, Strong Island, speaking on love tonight. Yes. Thank you, sister, for sharing that piece with us. We shall share that same sentiment about love. Everybody need love. Everybody wants love.
Everybody.
All right, let me stop acting so corny. All right, Strong Island, we should have done that piece, and we're going to take that next call and wait for you to come in on the second half of the show to bring it hot and erotic. All right, we're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 910. Area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Good evening, Speakeasy the Poet.
What's up, Speakeasy?
Hey, Speakeasy, how you doing?
Chilling, hot.
All right, what you going to do for us tonight, my friend?
This piece is called Every Day.
All right.
Every day of the sun, every day of the rain, every day of the joy, every day of the pain, every day of the smiles, every day of the frowns, every day of the ups, every day of the downs. Every day we all struggling in this life we live. Every day we try to share, but bless us if we don't have it to give. Every time we hurt, it just makes us only stronger, while life's getting shorter and memories getting longer. Every day a mother's hopes destroyed for a son. Every day another finger on the trigger of a gun. Every day some first steps, Every day some last breaths. Every day a new life. Every day an old death. Every day another pregnancy under the age of 15. Every day another child won't know what a father means. Every day young men struggling. Conscience can't act right. Spirit and flesh battling between the barber and the crack pipe. Misled prostitute, so desperate to party. Just a small fee for the services of a body. Every day a young man walks in jail for the first time, while another one gets released and goes right back to crime. These days and times have gotten too wild. Imagine what it's like from the mind of a child. Tornadoes keep spinning. Hurricanes blowing through buildings. Teachers sexing the students. Parents killing the children. War in the soil of holy territory. Soldiers left on the ground to bury. Soul singers face domestic allegations. Pestilence at an all-time high. Fewer stars in the sky. More showers drop from under the sun. A foreigner can get a loan, but a citizen can't get one. Incarceration is now business to make cash off the prisoners. Watch what you say around visitors, because somewhere it's a snake listening. Religious followers persecuted for the choice of their faith. Terrorist threats anywhere, anytime it can take place. The reality keeps striking closer to home. One man can't rule the earth on his own. The weather changes constantly. Forecast unpredictable. Time's getting hard. Food stamps comes in a card. Kids too grown, too many raised on their own. Jeans too baggy, skirts too short. Juveniles in and out of court. Half of them smoking Newports. Gray clouds getting thicker. Society getting sicker. It's a shame narrow minds don't see the bigger picture. Rape, murder, straight bullets. Senseless crimes. See what I see. Signs of the times. Every day I pray for mine. Every day I pray for yours. We blessed every day. Every day is made by the Lord. We blessed every day. A better day is coming. It's been a long race, but we gotta still keep loving, gotta still keep praying for our president to lead us, for our families that need us. Past generations, if only they could see us. The slaves in the field, picking through the dust. Brothers and sisters in the scuffs, riding on back the bus, being denied the right to vote, holding on to hope. Ask if they can quote how many bubbles in a bar of soap. A better day is coming, the troops coming home. Improved foreign relations between the United Nations. More jobs on the horizon. Better health care. Decrease in taxes. Farewell to welfare. Every day I pray for mine. Every day I pray for yours. We're blessed every day. Every day still made by the Lord. Peace.
Woo! I'm over here losing. I'm not even thinking, but I'm losing all faith.
Bringing the noise tonight.
Yes, he did. I was trying to, you know, and every word that was coming out of his mouth, I wanted to jump right in with him, and I was just actually losing my voice trying to talk. Wow. Powerful piece.
Thank you, sister. Whew.
You went deep, my brother, and we so enjoy that. And what I so love about that piece is because you had a, you know, defining message in the piece. And, you know, it is the signs of the time. There's so much going on. And you know, this poetry just brings things to life. It just infuses life into our words. And I have so, so appreciated that piece and enjoyed it. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Woo! Man, you're the man in my mother. All right, brother. Are you in the chat room?
I'm sorry?
Are you inside in the chat room?
Nah. Actually, I've never been in the chat room before. I got a How do you go about getting in the chat room?
You got to sign up, you know, as a listener and It takes you through the steps on the radio page to sign up as so you can tune into shows, and then you can select has a little thing that says chat room. But, you know, nevertheless, share the reason why I asked you that is because we like to always have people fellowship with one another, and, you know, especially when people are so powerful like that, share with us, you know, how people can connect with you very quickly and, you know, so that other people can fellowship with you and follow
right,
the work
right.
that you do.
Okay, cool. I'm get into that.
No, you want to share you got a MySpace page, Facebook page, or you got a radio show?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook under John Waters, Jacksonville, North Carolina. I'm on
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of your friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you, sister.
Yes. Please do come
I just
again.
Sent you a message. I just sent you a message like the other day. I ain't gonna say what it was on the air. But
okay.
But yeah, everybody get at me.
All right.
Okay,
sure. Well, I'll go through my. I got, you know, we were on vacation, so I have like 4,300 messages that I have to go through. So forgive me if I don't get right to it, but
okay.
I'll respond to you.
Okay.
All right, dear sir. All right, we appreciate it. We're going to take some other callers on the air. And that was Mr. Ward of Share Speech, Mr. Speak Easy. All righty. Caller from the 832 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic Ears, CVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Keith.
Hello, how are you, sir?
Good, I'm a first time caller.
Oh, we love first timers. Thank you for coming through. What are you going to share with us this evening?
I have one called Loyalty.
Loyalty. Oh, I like that already.
All right. Loyal beyond belief. To my detriment is so vital. Underhanded things being done over invisible titles. We need to detest the diarrhea dialect for one another. Gain some respect. Letting your life's destruction destroy functions, use your intellect. Not for one second will I be used for devious detriment against man nor woman. Hate me now, I do this shit for everybody or one fan. No fans, I do this shit in the mirror to myself. This is my livelihood, I do this for myself. Blatant displays of hypocrisy are despondent, meaning without hope. I don't jump ship, I'm the captain of this boat. Man who follows man ain't a man, and I'm a leader. I don't need frenemies nor a yes man, neither. I'm the patriarch of my past, so don't patronize me. Mama told me long ago, don't believe everything you see. My notebook is my place of providence, and my proverbs are not to provoke. It's to open eyes because it's funny to some, but to me, this ain't no joke. Pseudonyms flying through the psychosis of psyches, publications in my proximity pretending they like me. The spirit is sprout out of the woodwork with full horns showing. Still made the stagnant because their rivers ain't flowing. The malpractice of your management mandates self-misery. Your miserable, misgiven self misjudged this mystery. No parody. I make it pardonable. A human passive pantomime, meaning without speech. And now, sad for you, you're within arm's reach. You think it, so you act it out. You don't think before you start acting out. I've just bestowed upon you something for you to actually think about. So whenever you're ready to sit and talk it out, hey, just let me know. But as of right now, I'm late for my date with Lady Poetry. I gotta go.
Woo-hoo!
Hi.
Yes! Hey. I like him! Yes! I don't know. Yes.
It was all right,
all right
bro.
Now. We need to know how we can, you know, fellowship with you and you know, let the people know over the airway.
You can find me at Keith Williams, Q-U-I-S-E Williams on Facebook. And,
all right.
You can find everything else from there.
All right. We thoroughly enjoyed you coming through, sharing your voice, because you laid it down tonight. And we certainly appreciate you.
Well,
all right. Loyalty.
It.
Yeah. All right, Keith.
Thank
all
you.
Right, we're going to take the next caller. That was Keith with Loyalty. Y'all connect with him. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 202 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic Ears, DVD. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
What's up, peoples? This is Larry the Soulful Poet. How y'all doing?
What's up, Larry?
Hey, Larry the Soulful Poet.
What's going on?
We already had you on the show this earlier today. You missed your own show.
You said what happened?
Had you on the show today. You missed your own self. You missed all the love you got from your own self.
Hold on, I heard your track. I loved it.
Oh, man, I keep missing it, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. I miss everything, I tell you, my life. I got to go to North Carolina to perform at a Black Exodus Haircare in Raleigh-Durham, so that's enough. But want to know that information, it's on my Facebook page. I got a piece that I spit on another show. This is called My Eulogy.
All right.
When I was here loving you, accommodating you, serenading you, yet you didn't embrace me. When I showed you acts of kindness and loved you for being there, yet you didn't embrace me. I tried so hard to express my feelings and communicate and express myself, yet it went on empty. You showed the kind of love that was reassuring and concerning, but yet you acted just as unconcerned and non-existent, and you said over little things I was too sensitive and I was too worried. Sure, no one wanted to hear the ugly truth about themselves, yet I would tell you about yourself and give you my last breath to try to redeem myself. I was the one that wanted better for you and me and a whole lot of suffering to just live life. I was not always perfect in my walk, but I strived to be righteous and still be a light of hope in spite of my flaws. So remember when I dropped precious seeds in your mind just so you can learn from your own mistakes as well as mine and grow to be the very best and not let the pitfalls of life lead you to be blind. Remember when I was that humble spirit that crossed your path, good, bad, or indifferent, and I still walked anointed. And all I ever craved from you was love, respect, and appreciation. It wasn't even yet. That was all that I wanted. But you had all the time in the world to express your love for me in a solemn way, and you took it for granted, like I'd always be here for tomorrow. Now you're looking over my casket crying, but you're grieving, only showing the temporary acts of sorrow. My death is in no way going to impact you or any way going to change you, so you're going to get on with your life like the meaningless soul that you've always been. Never mind the ways I enriched your life, so I was a waste for you, and nothing about me will ever be embraced by you. But guess what? I'm with the Almighty who created me in his laughter. So them bills, there's no more. No more struggling, no more tears, no more pain, while your sick soul is still figuring out how to figure out your own earthly madness. So as I fly away from this world with wings and paradise, no need to even take in your sadness. My work is done, so carry on in remembrance of me. I rest in peace with G.O.D. God bless me. And that's that piece.
That was tight, bro. Woo! Give that man some power to love.
You know what, Larry? I don't know if this the carpet ain't even just, it ain't even, woo! It don't even. Mr. Lowry, it's always a pleasure to have you. You are definitely anointed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You always know how
to touch the heart in so many different ways. And you speak the truth. That's all I got to say on that.
Hey, man, this is my spoken truth, man. I do this because I love it. I love the art, but I love speaking from the heart. And that goes out to anyone out there that feels taken for granted sometimes by the people who claim to love you.
Right.
It's not so much. Yeah, but anyway, I don't want to take up too much time for anyone else, but if anyone wants to reach out to me, I'm on Facebook, Larry, L-A-R-I, Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S. Join the Larry fan page via Facebook, L-A-R-I-E. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/soullarry. And if you want to cop my album, Poetic Love, you can listen to it at www.larrie.bandcamp.com. Downloads available for 99 cents. Or if you want the CD, go to my fan page and hit shop now. Free shipping right to you. And I do believe that the fluorescent hour is coming up. So I'm going to fall back and pick out whatever piece that I can fit the moment.
All right. All right, y'all heard it all from Mr. Lowry, and make sure we go to his fan page and support him. He is definitely an awesome, awesome brother, spoken word artist and vocalist, and you will definitely love you. I know all of those that were tuned in earlier in the show, you got an opportunity to hear one of his pieces, and, you know, you got Man Love for that. So we always appreciate when you have the opportunity to come through and bless us on the mic, Mr. Lowry. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Lowry.
All right.
We are going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 205 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Keith, Poetic, and Stevie G. This is Izaura. How are you both?
Hi, Izaura.
Hi, how are you?
I am well.
Good. How you doing?
It's so good to hear your voice, lady.
Yeah, it's been a while. I kind of taking a break from all online and just kind of refocusing in life. But I wanted to come back and be a part of your show because I love it. I love listening and being a part of it. I don't always listen in the chat, but I listen online. So
thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Hey,
okay. All right.
All right, I had a piece that's called Bedside Summon.
All right.
Bells loop to swap tender bright choice, following the melodic ecstasy, invites a liquid voice. Flutes harmonize, singing his two-letter alias. The music veil shows him in a hospital bed when embracing intuition to check the Twitter update. Our adventurous escape to reform habits, strumming a virgin experience to live in Jersey City. The crescendo disappears, rotting events, thumping memories without a drum line. I whisper strength and healing to an ex-boyfriend, patching the shock. Chaos sprinkles doubt, the union head, poisonous chimes. The pain minus clues soars to infuse forgiveness. In his condition, I occupy a tiny corner of the room, except we're in different states. The monitors dance to family prayers, yet no soul notices my sheer spirit. The rough pattern to his breathing machine warms my urge to sit next to him. Before softly tossing my will, a liquid voice replicates the swift reply, coaching this astral projection. My hip-hop artist ex-lover needs my presence. The few times I've been submissive, realigning pop responses to intuitive instruction. Raindrop tears, flood staccato cymbals projecting me to the bedside. Did meditation orchestrate a power slept in me like a long sigh? I never thought of him in 3 months. And spiritualists proclaim nothing is coincidence, deep and conscious. Clear to signals, a connection we have shared in the past. I whisper, wake up and come back to us. Then I regain space in my tiny bedroom. Examine these fingers, smell no medical equipment, and deep in meditation music. Realize I type in the alias. He's not the first to summon, searching for comfort, a strong healing vibe. The hip-hop ex-lover summons me, bedside.
All right.
Jersey girl bringing the noise.
Yes. You know what? Everybody's just bring, you know, so really bring, you know, pouring from their heart and their spirit. I so enjoyed the, you know, the calmness in that piece and how you just delivered it in such a sweet and beautiful way. And it really, you know, touched the inside of your heart with your words. What kind of inspired that piece? You can tell us, like, briefly.
I had been sitting at my laptop and I was listening to meditation music. And all of a sudden I was like, I heard my name. And I was like, what? And then I thought of one of my ex-boyfriends. And so I checked his Twitter page. And when I checked his Twitter page, I found out that he was actually in the hospital. So that poem was just sort of, it was a reflection of that experience that I had. And I just attribute it to, you know, regaining oneness with all, with God and love, and how at any moment in time, the people you love, whether near and far, you can always hear their calls to you.
Yes. Oh, well, we so miss you, and we so glad that you made it out tonight. And then you come back with such a strong and passionate piece, and we so appreciate you for coming through. It's always a blessing to have you.
It's a blessing. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I be nervous
thank
sometimes,
you.
So that's why I don't call in, but I really appreciate the platform. I love y'all.
Yeah, you don't have to be nervous because you did well, so... That's all. Oh, my name is Miss Isaria. Thank you so much, sister. All righty. My co-host is coming through with another piece, y'all. Did you get ready to rock the mic again?
Yeah, I can work it a little bit. My name is not Larry, because that man bought the noise. But anyway... Being that we on love, I figured that, you know, love is nothing without compromise. So I wrote this piece called We Own Grown.
All right.
Woman, can't you tell I'm grown? I'm doing me and all on my own. I don't need to be chaperoned. Ain't nothing wrong with me doing me all alone. I have my own friends and my own agenda. I ain't new to this. I ain't no first-time offender. What makes you think you can decide for me? I've been taking care of me since I was a teen. We become a mutual pair, but we've lost compromise somewhere. Sometime you can be the sweetest thing, but I ain't gonna come running every time the bell rings. I'm here for you because you got it like that. But it ain't gonna break at the top, at the drop of a hat. I really do want us to work. But remember, I wear the pants and the shirt, and you wear the skirt and the blouse. But that doesn't mean you have to be barefoot in the kitchen and cleaning the house. Somewhere we got this twisted. You and I are grown, and together we're going to turn this house into a home. There won't be one side, there will be two sides. You and I, side by side, intertwined and compromised. We might as well get it all this shit straight right now, because if we don't, shit could get really foul. I hope I'm making sense of all this, because lately you've been pushing buttons and I've been getting pissed. So I want to make sure before I close we have an understanding that you can't be so damn demanding. So let's try and do this all over again. You're a grown woman and I'm a grown man, and the only time I need you to hold my hand is for long walks on a romantic night in the sand. And that's my piece.
Stevie G, you laid on the ground rules. Woo! It's a different side of the spectrum, huh? All right now. It's my co-host, y'all, getting on the man love in the chat. All right. We are going to change the platform of the show. I've been tongue-tied here. But, you know, the second half of the show, we have the Strong Island Central Sheets segment of the show. And that's where we bring in Miss Strong Island to host the show. Stevie G and I fall back and let her do her thing. So if you want to come in and spit your erotic and sensual pieces, feel free. But we are going to usher her in onto the switchboard and have her do her thing. Miss Strong Island Girl, you are here to do your thing on the Strong Island Central segment of the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Strong Island Central Sheets.
Oh, you ain't got. Wait, whoa. Hold on a minute. We're going to have to do something about Strong Island show. You know, you need to have some, like, sexy type music to introduce her. You know, you can't just be coming in talking about, okay, this is the Strong Island show. We got to hook her up now, E.
Right, oh boy, I tell you, it's a long night.
Don't you want some nice music to get you in the mood?
Whatever you can do. Whatever,
okay.
I don't care.
That's a done deal. We're going to take care of that, right, E?
Yes.
Next week.
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby?
Now that was hot, Lizzie.
Okay.
You
win. Right, the real thing now. All right.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program. Welcome, everyone. This is Strong Island Senshu Sheets. And I guess we made you wait long enough. I see there's some excited people waiting to be on air. So, hey, Miss E, let's do this.
Call
on the 205 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and CBG. Who do we have on the mic? Hello? 205?
Yeah.
You on the air with Strong Island?
All right, we're going to come back to them and go to the next caller.
Okay, call on 501 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and Stevie G. Who's on the mic?
It's Undefeated Soul Sister.
Hi.
Hey. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing great.
I'm kind of sick, so I'm going to still read it. But, yeah, just bear with me.
All right.
Since we still doing our little erotic thing, so I guess this is my really first poem that I wrote. It's called The Gentleman's Club.
All right.
All right now.
I'll never forget my first time. The music was hype. I was live, I felt high, euphoric. Suddenly I was escorted to the seat in front of the stage. Then there were black lights and purple passion haze. Amazed, I sat still and waiting. Coming up next, Mocha, delectable fire cutie. She had tantalizing breath and a huge booty. Damn. I felt my panties getting soaked, and she looked at me with ecstasy-drenched pupils. Licked her lips till I almost choked on my drink, spilling out the sides of my mouth. She sat right in front of me, legs spreading across continents' ends, and then she placed my hand on her love. Jumping and pulsating in mere fabric, I was flabbergasted. Licking her lips as she and I were intermingling or intertwining in a homo sapien twist, I blinked and she was twirling around this metallic pole. Was I imagining, dreaming, or even wishing that this beauty, glazed with a golden brown complexion, would grace something she possessed that she did slid upside down and glided her body to land on her stomach. Our eyes were connected and she girded and crawled across the stage. Instantly, heat etched across my face. Buzz, buzz, buzz. A page. I thought maybe she telepathically slipped me her number. Pulling out a wad of cash, I tipped her a bill. Jamie Foxx's slow serenade ended. Mocha's reign came to an end and she came and gave me a kiss on my cheek. Thanks. And mystery came out to play. Vibing to Aaliyah's Rock the Boat. I checked my messages. Where you at? Irrelevant questions, not needing answers. I reverted my attention back to someone much more influential. And yet, I noticed her dimples and her thick petite frame. Damn shame, looking for this girl and I don't even know her name. Assets were amazing and she's watching me gaze and daze at her frame. She climbs the pole and quickly drops to the stage below. Pulling her legs behind her head, and she walked without using her legs. She looked at me. My breath demanded to be freed. And my makeup and how it accentuated me, she spoke. We exchanged names, no longer a mystery as she spoke her name. She came closer and then closer and then close. I inhaled her essence. Familiar it smelled. Again and again, I continued to inhale, exhale. Do I dare? I slipped the three bills and I walked to the bar, needing air, two shots of Patron, just enough to get me right. Then I felt lips on my neck and hands that went down the front of my pants. Oh, damn. Will they feel this river flowing? Then she said, I turned quickly to get out of this predicament, and she held out her digits. I handed her one of my shots, and we're talking to her next show, spending about $600 on her alone that night. I asked her what she buy, and she replied, why not? I was smitten, wanting to bend her and taste her kidney, and then if she's willing, let my man get in. This is just some vivid imagery. I wouldn't give it all so she could be center of attention of my private stage, and I could throw her dollars as long as she stayed locked away in my own little world, showing her a new side of life. Even sexually, she's never seen a beast like me. Sent her home so her man could taste reminisce of nights past. Well, I'm steadily spanking and spanking. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to take that back. She was all of that and then some, but if she's not the one, I fell in love with the stripper. She's hypnotized me with her hips and fucked me with her eyes. Felt the wetness in between my thighs and even wanting to stay tonight. Did I win or lose this fight? I think the battle's lost. The war already begun, but yet I'm just beginning to have fun.
All right, is that your piece?
Yes, sir, this is my piece. Yes, this is my piece.
That was hot.
That was real, real nice.
All I'm gonna say is you did your thing. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yes, she did. She certainly did.
How can we fellowship with you?
Well, you can contact me on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm on just about every social networking site. But my main one that I'm usually on for my poetry purposes is the UNPS.com, the Underground Poetry Station. And it's just especially for poets, and they can release their poetry. So you can find me there.
All right. Well, we definitely will check it out and look you up.
All right. All right, guys. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks
you
for coming through.
It's an honor and a pleasure having you.
All right. I'll see y'all next week.
All right.
All right.
Well, Poetic-y.
Yeah.
You know me. You know how I do.
Yeah.
I got my hand raised. You know, I'm raising my hand frantically.
All right. Do the two steps. Get it going, girl.
All right, so I'm going to do a piece for y'all called Satisfaction Guaranteed. And the piece goes like this. Baby, you set my soul ablaze. The way you describe me, you bring me to tears. After all, it has been years. Since you last glanced at my breast, you remember you also slapped my ass. Quick thrusting. Motion with quick screaming curses. Oh, damn, not again. I'm coming from sounds that you make every time I speak. I call your name. Coming all morning, every round, overly naughty. Cameron, driving me extra miles to be there, instantly to touch, caress your dick, to climb aboard that caramel stick, lick, lick it up with my tongue just to be sure I get me some. Long ways I came, not ready for the game, just all the dick play. Pussy coming from the tongue you placed on my clit, flicking it so very quick, squirming real fast. Okay now, just dick me down. Burst comes in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Climax is happening. Eyes are rolling around real wild. Legs shaking from the walls. From the walls being torn apart. Ooh-wee. Baby, please don't ever leave. This is all that I really need. Miles will never stop me from totally being free. The freak you said is me, satisfaction is guaranteed. Oh, yes, indeed. And that is my piece.
Oh, God, it's in the hole. Oh. Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
girl.
You didn't have no positivity. You straight up.
That piece actually came to me. You know, I went somewhere with my daughter, and we were sitting there, and I had not a thought of what to write. And then it came to me, and she looked at me like, what inspired you to write this piece? And I said, all it was a thought, and then you know the rest is history.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's all it takes.
All right,
that's a thought.
You know what?
Yep, my little shy behind is stepping out.
Girl, you are just truly bringing it raw, and I'm crying.
Tonight.
You know, one thing I wanted to share with the audience is this. Without you, Miss Poetic E, Stevie G, and a host of other friends and family pushing me to get over my fear, because trust, I am still scared, regardless of what position y'all see me in. I'm still scared like the next person. But with all of that being said, I'm going to actually put my foot out there and try to do this thing live where people actually see me perform for the first time ever in my life.
Yay!
And I will be doing that June 26th here in New York, in Harlem.
Yay. That's my girl. I just wish I could be there for you to support you on your first night.
Oh, I know you'll be there in strength and spirit. I know you definitely will be there with me in strength and spirit, because I'm going to need it. I'm scared out of my wits, but I'm going to do it anyway.
You'll do fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good thing for that note, I think we should do some music. Make a little music being told.
Yeah, we might as well. Stevie G said we needed some. We short on the, coming with the music, so we might as well bring some in, I guess, huh?
Oh yeah, Miss E, all give right. It to us like you do.
All right. I just love.
Girl, ain't no mystery, at least, or as making love between the sheets.
Enough of this singing. Let's make love.
Everybody, that was the Isley Brothers. Are you ready for some more hot and erotic? Let's get it cranky. I see the hands are flying in the air, so let's stop wasting some time and let's get to them. Calling for the 496 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and CBG.
Is that me? Are you me?
Yeah. Yes.
This is R. Yerby.
Hi,
good
welcome
evening,
to the
show. Good evening, R. Yerby. How are you?
How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Stevie. I'm good.
What pleasure we have tonight, brother?
I have some erotic that I just dug up.
Hey, let her rip.
All right. This one's called While You Were Sleeping.
Whoa.
Trees castellated shadows on fleshy mounds topped with mahogany kiss peaks, while your lips still show stains of the previous night's campaign. See, like a soldier at the ready, I stood embedded deep behind your pearly white lines, while your tongue kept the swallowed confessions of my suicidal white nights that valiantly splashed against your deep-throated moan. You see, on elbows perched, I watched as my fingertips on your thighs made your legs spread like clock hands at 5:35. See, that's mine right there. I can't believe I just had that right there, and I want to take you there again and again, but I can't. I can't help but watch you while you're sleeping, but while you were sleeping, you had me thinking on how you had the audacity not to let me lick your plate clean. See, I love to feel the gravity of the sweetness of your peach vicariously drip from my lips, leaving tsunami traces of where uncontrollable fingertips have been. See, I ain't scared to admit that I love this shit. So let's leave nothing. Let's leave nothing between us but sweat and skin. See, I want to be inside the eye of your perfect storm. Let your hips just ride like tidal waves that crash until gas escape through clenched teeth in your grip sheets, while your body's singing, slow down. I just want to get to know you. Slow down. See, baby, I want you to feel me. See, slow down. I want you to feel every movement of my thrust until you ask me if we can just thrust. So, baby, can we thrust? I say let us thrust until our moans drip like paint down the walls. thrust until the stars in the sky start to fall. Thrust until my hips become your hips. My skin becomes your skin. I want to thrust until I knock that S out your spine and then flip that shit on my chest. See, I'm not trying to be your Superman, but you will no longer wonder why they say I can meet a man and still see, baby, I'm just trying to be real. But sometimes when I feel your lips, it's like I just licked the clit of kryptonite. But I'm not saying you have lips that can kill. But sometimes, though, I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control like that old school song from SWV. And, baby, I don't know if it's you and I don't know if it's me. I just want to be so deep inside of you. So deep inside of you that the sweat of our ecstasy turns to different hues of blue. Baby, I want to be inside so deep that I can take your thoughts and swirl them in a glass and sip on it like it's a shot of Coke and Hennessy. See, I want to do all that, but I can't. I can't help but watch you while you're sleeping. In peace.
Oh, that was tight.
Oh, how much? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I can't find a figure. Oh, my. Strong Island? Is everybody there? Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Strong Island, put the clapping feature. We have to. Something going
that
on.
That was hot. Hot, hot, hot.
Can you, are you clicking the cat clapping feature?
Am I clicking the who?
Can you click the cloud clapping sound? Something's going on with my computer here. We can't let him go without clapping him up.
All right, I'll be right back with you in a minute.
You brought the house down.
Here you go, bro.
Get
some live crap. How about that?
I took a live crap. That's what I meant.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
That was
hot.
That was really, really hot.
You know
thank
what?
You.
He blazed Mike Strong Island.
Yes, he did. Yes, he
did. And he cooled it down with some ice. So he did a, we did a double dip with ice.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He held it down. Yes, he did. He held it down. Thank you.
We so appreciate you and love you for coming through with that piece. You definitely hit all the right spots.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my composure, get myself together.
I can't go. You know, we bring it on a song in the
front. Quaticky, are you okay over there?
I'm trying to bring it all together, but he just really took me for a loop with that one. I got all in. Woo! I got sweat pouring down my forehead.
Well, Miss Poeticky, we're going to grab
anyway.
Ourselves together. Yes. We got some hands flinging in that air frantically.
All right, Jimmy, we so appreciate you. I did really enjoy that from the bottom of my heart because it just really – went deep somewhere, but we're going to leave it alone.
No problem. Thank y'all for allowing me.
How can we reach you? How can we find you?
You can reach me on Facebook.com, RYerby72, or Reverb Nation.
I'm going to put it up there, bro.
Oh, I'm going to put it up there. Or Reverb Nation RYerby. It's the same.
Thank you.
Me.
Please come back again anytime. You're surely welcome.
I'll try my best to do that.
Definitely did your thing.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, Miss Poetic E. Are you okay? Did you recover?
You know, I'm trying to recover over here, but, you know, he really took me to a place that, I wasn't trying to get to, you know, being a... Let me leave it alone before I just tell all my business. But I really enjoyed that piece.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller on the air. And caller from the 210 area code. You on the air with Poetic E, CBG, and Strong Island. Who's on the mic?
Hey, this is Headmistress. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Welcome,
how you doing?
Welcome. Doing great.
Wow. I'm a little nervous, but I'm gonna give it a go. This is my first time, so.
You
welcome. Bless you, bless you, bless you. You'll do fine.
My piece is called 2 a.m., something I wrote a while back. And it goes, it's 2 a.m., my phone rings. Looking at the caller ID, I see it's you. I answer, hello, in a seductive tone that I know immediately gets your loins' attention. You greet me clearly, sounding like you've had a little too much to drink, asking me to come over. I instantly want to deny you, but you're closer to me than your home, and the way that you eat my pussy when you're tipsy, you would swear it was your antidote. Made the decision that much easier. 20 minutes pass as I wait for you to stagger in my bedroom. You enter and I sit at the foot of my bed. I crawl to you and help you take off your clothes. I want to be mad at you, but the things your tongue can do to my pussy makes me thump that much more. Once I have you completely naked, I lay you back forcefully. You grab my legs and pull me to the edge. Lifting my legs and closing them, you remove my panties and spread my legs in one fluid motion. Dropping to your knees, you smell my pussy, making sure you rub your nose along my clit. Fuck, I'm so ready for that tongue, but you're determined to tease me, sliding two of your thick fingers in my creamy pussy, massaging the spots you know all too well. My body quivers. You remove your fingers from each one, getting a sample of your soon-to-be main course. You kiss my lips and moan, and a moan escapes my mouth. Your tongue separates them, and you go to work fast. Flicking your thick tongue along my clit. I gyrate my hips, watching, matching you movement for movement, licking me, sucking me, whispering sweet, nasty nothings to her. I love when you talk to my pussy. It sends me into overdrive, making my pussy go from wet to juicy to creamy. You lock my legs. I pull your head deep inside me, and my body shakes. I'm about to come, and you stick those famous two fingers back in my pussy, massaging my G-spot. I want to run, but you have a hold on me. I want to scream, but my voice is lost. The sensation I'm feeling is undeniable. Licking and rubbing, licking and rubbing. I come, warm streams of me go everywhere. Sucking it all up, my body caves, my back arches. I'm stuck, I can't move. And at this point, all I want is all 10 inches of you inside of me. That's it.
Woo! Joe!
That
was fire. She laid it down, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. That was fire. Y'all blazing the mic tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It sounded nervous.
First time out, congratulations.
Yes, we so appreciated you coming through with that piece.
Thanks, appreciate it. I'm nervous. I'm still nervous.
But girl, you
guess what? You got
that's
one
awesome.
Under your belt. You did great. You really did great.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Come back
all right,
again.
All right, Star. The poems are really coming through, laying it down tonight.
Yes, yes, yes.
Been a good night.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right. All right. So we got on.
Well, I see a familiar face is trying to get our attention. So I think we better put them on right now. Call us on the 862 area code. You on the air with Poetic E. And
Miss Strong Island, who's on the mic?
This Billy. Oh, y'all know I only got a few minutes to get out the cage. My hand been sticking through the bars of this cage for over 15 minutes trying to read, get online so I can say my poem tonight. I'm going to say my poem tonight. This is Billy Boff, and I love this show. But anyway, the name of my poem is Some Self-Loving. You got to love yourself, right?
All right, Billy.
Right now.
Here's my poem. I'm in need for some two-legged kitty. And it's a damn shame, and it surely is a pity, that don't no kitty want me. But it's all right, it's okay. I have Grandpa's old Remington. We all got one. It's called a palm pussy. So y'all, if y'all don't know kitty wants you, your palm pussy will see you through. Y'all know the old saying, something better than nothing, and ain't nothing wrong with a little self-love. And that's my poem for tonight. Dag blast y'all, making me wait all this daggone time.
Billy, that was that was hot.
Billy, we so apologize to you.
Next time, I'm going back to my cage now. Just sleep. My mother and brother and sister and father, they all in the bed up there. They're trying to make another me, but I don't think they can break this mug. So I'll talk to y'all next week. And don't leave me so long.
I'm sorry, Billy.
You should be. Hey, y'all have a good night. Thank y'all for listening to Billy Bob.
Thank you, Billy. We so love you for coming through. You always surprises us.
Yeah, I know. That's why y'all keep me in the cage with my hands sticking out the bars for that long. I know.
Well, Billy, thanks for coming out, and I'm quite sure I know you'll come back again and grace us with your presence.
Oh, I surely will. I like you, girl. Y'all some nice girl. But y'all don't treat Billy right. Treat Billy bad. Y'all treat Billy worse than his parents treat him. My mama and daddy don't treat me this bad.
We're sorry, Billy.
Billy
yes.
He is signing off. Bye.
Bye, Billy. All right, Miss Poetic E. I know time is just flying. Billy was off the hook as usual.
Yes.
I kept my voice this time. It was trying to go again, but it stayed. Thank goodness.
Have anybody ever heard of a palm pussy? That's what I want to know.
Oh,
I'm
gonna
figure that one out.
I have
a
Billy. Trust me, I have it.
Mm-mm. I don't believe it.
I'm gonna even touch that one. Well, Poetic E and Stevie G, there's other hands raising and flagging me down, so let's just keep this thing moving. Call us on the 202 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, Stevie G. Who's on the mic?
This is Larry, the Soulful Poet, once again.
All right, Larry.
Hey, I need to get in on this. I have a piece called Random Perverse Thoughts.
Hey, Larry, don't come in trying to outshine Billy now.
I don't think anyone can outshine him, man. Baby, if God could invent another hole other than your pussy, then I would be the first to try to screw you in it, and I'd be happily in bliss.
In other words, if I could fuck you while you walk into the store, then I would dream of that, sis. You say that men are dogs and always salivating, but switch places with me, and if you saw you, you'd be trying to fuck you too. Baby, you gotta understand that being blessed to fuck you is making me yearn for the second coming. And when I finally get inside of you, I'ma show you how much my hormones been humming. I sometimes dream of you cloning my dick and you taking it while you're sitting at the stoplight so you can have a freak sensation. And if it could not be all the way there with you, I'd use telepathic senses to mind fuck you, just my imagination. Don't get mad at me because I lust for you like I do. Baby, every time I eat food, I'm pretending it's you. You got me wanting to pitch my fork in you like a turkey and make you hot like the stove and top your stuffing. I can't help but get your stats and keep my dirty thoughts and not say nothing. Baby, the way your voice tone makes me want to fuck you while you're talking. You are so scrumptious. I just might have to playfully sexually harass you, then have you call the police and have me arrested for being a FWS, fucking while stalking. I just want to visualize you walking down the street naked like Erykah Badu in her video. And you lay down in the middle of the street screaming for me to provide you a human dildo. We boning so hard we stop traffic flow. Trying to figure out which way I want to fuck you is like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. You make my nature tone dick rise like a fierce crescendo. Damn, wait a minute. Hold on, girl. I don't even think I even met you before. I don't even know you. Never mind what I just said. I was just quoting something that your present king or future Romeo might want to say and do to you. And that's my piece, Random but First Thoughts.
Ooh. That was good.
Larry, you're getting all kinds of love in the chat room, man. Somebody saying, ice, please. I feel you.
That was hot, Larry. That was hot. That was really, really hot.
Reach me. Reach me off. Hey, gotta try something. But I don't want to hold nobody up. I know some
all
people.
All right.
And Larry, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards on Facebook.com. You need to know anything more, just hit me there, and I'm going to slide out so somebody else can get the mic. Thank you.
All right, Larry,
thank you.
All right.
Well, Poetic, he's going to keep this moving. That I got to recover from him. That got me tongue-tied. But I got my composure. I can do this. We can do this. All right, I guess we'll take the next call on the air.
All right.
Caller from the 832 area code. You want to end with Strong Island, Poetic E, and CBG? Who's blazing?
Hi, this is Cleo. Thanks again.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Oh, coming back tomorrow, giving us more.
Yeah, you know I got to give you a little something. This is my piece called I'm Feeling Bad. And
right.
This is what it is. Sit that glass down and grant me permission to make you ready. Go ahead, don't be shy, allow me to get you steady. Lose that shirt, now them jeans, remove them slowly. Biting my lip, damn dude, good God, mother of holy. I'm focusing now, well, maybe a little. I just want to feel him put your fingers in my middle. Stir me up, but don't rush. Got to feel that coming, now hush. My tongue reaches his tongue and it is removed to be placed on his neck. Yeah, I want him to convulse similar to your body in the correct. My body is having orgasm thrives from my head to my toes. Every time he touches me, I can't control myself, so the emotions show. I'm going to wait for him by the door. As soon as the knob turns, I'm going to turn it to his little whore. I won't wait for him in the bedroom. We got to hit the floor. Yeah, just like that, I say, baby, go harder. I want more. He is erect and prepared to enter into my world of true elation. I put an arm there, move my hips there, and arch my back a little bit like that to feel a sensation. My throat is occupied with his missile ready to explode. I'm holding him firmly for fear that he might lose control. Is it a little whimper I hear? I'm going to say it again. Don't be shy, my dear. Pleasure is mine for tonight, and I'm going to make you feel happy if you're mad. There's no turning back once I'm feeling bad. That's it.
Woo! That was hot. I'm not the only one with that kind of mind.
You know what? Believe it or not, Strong Island, a lot more of us have that kind of mind, but more of us, you know, kind of hide and duck and hide.
Yes, Marie. Yes, Marie. I see that.
There's nothing wrong with that either. More for the left for the mystery of engaging in intimacy.
It's been a really good night tonight. I mean, the poets did come out and do their thing tonight, though, on both segments.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Since we have like a couple of more minutes, I'm going to try to read this piece that I wrote. It may be finished, it may not be finished. You decide. But this piece actually is called What a Man.
What a man, got a man, got a rally big man.
I was singing that song at one point during it. But that piece goes like this. What a man can bring me to my ecstasy, can make me quiver and bring me to those sensual sheets, can bring me, make me cry for his loving, like no, never before given. Explosions going off, clothes being dropped, passions of the love being real hot. Too much to handle for this beginner lesson in love making. Being done over here, making real sure that I am real near. Showing not much fear, just going with all of the emotions, never showing unsureness. Watching and waiting for that man with the ability to bring me down, take me around and bring me back from my session of sensual pleasure, kicking up legs, awaiting on delivery of your sweet meat just between you and me. It's the most beautiful piece that ever had the pleasure to meet the succulent cherry tasting lip between these hips. And that is my piece.
All right, girl.
Bye, Ms. Starbottom.
Now, that one was inspired from a conversation with one of our dear own Love Me Do.
Oh, Love Me Do. I miss Love Me Do. Where she at tonight?
Yeah, Love Me Do ain't show up tonight. What's up with that?
I think we lost her. I think we had her online. I think we lost her.
Yeah.
But I'm quite sure she'll be back. She'll be back the next time.
I'll write it, wind it down.
And tonight I had a great time. I really had a great time, you know, doing this. I look forward to it. I missed last week. I missed y'all.
Yeah. It's hard to be gone.
I'm not going
to
hold up too much more time. I'm going to quiet and take the next caller because I see they're raving their hands frantically. So
with more to do. Call up on 347 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, CBG. Who do we have on the mic?
Peace. What's going on? This is Element.
Hey, Element. Glad to have you.
Peace. What's going on, sis?
And not much. I'm glad you can make it out. I know you were just doing your thing live.
So yeah. It was a great show.
What you to Mike?
I'm sorry to hear you.
I said, what you bringing to us tonight?
All right. Well, maybe we have a show coming up on June 30th called It's Just Comedy, and it's gonna be an erotic poetry room. We're gonna have topless waitresses and pole dancing and erotic poetry, candy games, toy tables. It's gonna be sick. So to promote that, I'll do this piece called Neo Soul.
All right, go ahead, do your thing, bro.
She asked me to write her a love poem that will make her mentally masturbate 17 shades brighter than the sun. Your pussy vibrated an orgasm that grew wings to my imagination. She began to ask me to write, can I kiss you? I want to pop my pink lips and Michelangelo soul stroke your clitoris since you could drown me with your thoughts of yesterday's and days to come. But being that we haven't had sex physically, I want to use my poetical ability to describe how it applies pleasurable pleasure to your breast, lightly submerging my head south of your chest. Have you ever had sex in 5 days? On the 366, we're going to make love 369 different ways, and I can't wait for me and you to dance at a slow grinding pace, meeting place. My face. We could dance the infinite grooves of Ebadu or Jill Scott, where we could take long walks from your house to my bedroom. Spending neo-soul classes as your clitoris gave my face soul strokes of passion, the drips everlasting, the cream mahogany stains, trusted in the center of the mattress. Sexual gymnastics as I flip, stand erect with my Angie Stone. Exactly in the direction of your brown sugar, ready to submerge until the cops come knocking your legs maxwell 180 degrees in the air. As my literary clitoris, misogynist tongue started to jaguar write orgasmic scriptures etched in your navel. The essence of your flow, which just came down your bronze thighs, was like poetry in motion, and all she could utter is, say yes. To build up tension of a lust in neo soul submission, create a love so sweet, she came through her nipples. See y'all on June 30th.
Yes, baby.
You did your thing, brother.
Thank you for coming to support.
He dropped the mic and he ran.
Come back. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Tell me a little bit about June
26th with everybody who don't know about that show. Yeah, June 6th. I'm really honored. I'm hosting this show at the legendary Linux Lounge in Harlem 125. It's called Sunday Soul. It's from 3 to 6 p.m. It's free. It's a red carpet entrance. We're going to have a live show headlined by Cat Webb. She's an amazing jazz vocalist, classically trained. Also, we're going to have a live painter behind all the artists. He's going to paint a masterpiece while all the artists are doing their thing. It's an open room. It's free. It's grown and sexy. And just come out and support it and look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing that with everyone. And I will see you there that day.
I look forward to meeting you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, man.
All right, Strong. All right, we got 30 seconds, 27 seconds.
Take it away, my sister. Take it away.
All right, we'd like to thank all the people that joined us tonight, all the poets. You did your thing this evening. We so welcome you. Please come out next Thursday night, same time, same place at 9 p.m. Here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, we love you all. We would like to say good night. God bless you and see you next time. And we're going to take it out with a little bit of Jamie Foxx. I don't know.
Yeah. Bye. caught my eye. I asked her for her name. She gave me no reply. She left me standing there with arrows in my heart. But yet and still I'm wanting her. And later on that week while driving in my car, I could have sworn I saw that shorty walking down the bar. Thought she glanced at me while I was staring from above. Or is my young mind just wishing? I don't know why. Get strange pleasure though from going through this pain, and like a ghost I'm haunting her. I often fantasize about walking hand in hand, but I don't know her name or if she's got a man. And the only thing that gives me hope to stay is maybe one.